Thanks for coming in, Peter. You've got the trophy with you as well, freshly minted from today.
Yes, it's my pleasure to be here. And yes, I have the trophy. It's going to occupy a very important place on my shelf.
And when your name was announced, you had a slightly different reaction to what we might expect.
Disbelief.
Apparently you didn't stand up when your name was announced.
Not straight away.
Did you think there was another Peter Russell, perhaps?
No. It's just it's one of these things that... I really enjoy providing opportunity for people to sail, but you don't regard it as special as such. Actually seeing people grow and enjoying themselves, being the best they can, that's the reward.
That's the passion for you as well, to assist people enjoy sailing, especially if people have a disability and might not otherwise be able to do
I've worked in a number of areas. I've worked with youth and also with people with disabilities, and it's all it's a great reward. I think every volunteer would agree that giving to others, you get so much out of it, and it's just that meaning to life, which is just a brilliant experience. And to have a trophy was to show that contribution. When you look at all of the other work that people do in Canberra, it's just incredible. We have such a great community of volunteers, and we're very much a richer community for the work that's done. And today, you look at the people who've all received awards or nominations. Canberra is a far richer place for their contribution.
You know, that's a chorus we've heard a lot on Drive this week, as we've been talking a bit about Volunteering Week and spoken to a few people from all walks of life who do all sorts of things volunteering-wise. For you, why sailing and why volunteering in assisting so many people from different walks of life to get involved with it?
Well, sailing's my passion. It started with my father, and I've been sailing since I was, since the lake was filled in 64.
Great.
So there's an opportunity to work with people, and I think as you get a set of skills and experience, it gives you the ability to help other people. So with the Mirradingis, I sailed for many years, helping younger sailors. Recently I've been sailing a 2.4-metre yacht. That's the one-person discipline for the Paralympics. So it started with Peter Thompson, who's a well-known Canberran, Peter and Mourner, helping him with his 2004 campaign in Athens. We ended up, his boat was destroyed in a car accident just before it went to the Paralympics. We ended up having to build a new boat, which I was part of the team. I did all the fit out, and I think it started from there, because I've, after having done the work, getting the boat to Paralympics, Peter was a very credible fifth, and I've looked after the boat ever since. And of course, then what happens is that it multiplies. So we've got a new person now. He's just joined the group. He's off to the World Championships in Ireland later this year.
Yeah.
So I've got to go home now and build a few more things for him to get his boat ready to go.
So it never ends, Peter Russell. Gee.
Well, it shouldn't ever end. Okay. It's a good reason to wake up in the morning when you've got something you can do for others.
The enjoyment and, I suppose, the thrill you get from it is clearly evident in how you're talking about it.
Well, you do, because you see people... for instance, Mark Dernan, who I'm working with at the moment on his boat, is just new to sailing, but he brings a set of skills, and it's just great to be able to see him developing as a sailor. I've worked now on three Paralympics with each of the sailors in the one-person discipline. Been a great thrill for me, and I know that my skills have improved, my sailing has improved. Our representative in London has now been three times the national champion. I'd won three before him, but on the land, well, he's actually faster than me on the land. He can wheel a lot faster, but on the land my legs work, but on the water it's just so inspirational.
It's thrilling. Congratulations on your big contribution being recognised as ACT Volunteer of the Year. Thanks so much, Peter Russell.